Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Now, I want to tell you something here. I want you to get this very clear in your mind. The Philippian jailer was convicted of his sins, but that did not save him. Being convicted does not save you, okay? You can be convicted all day long and it not save you. People go all their lives convicted that they're sinning, but that does not save them. He was probably remorseful for all the bad and wicked things he's done. To become a Roman jailer, you've done some bad things. They only let the guys that's the meanest of the mean be Roman jailers because they have to be that way to watch over these type of people. He was probably remorseful and sorry and regretted all the things he did. That did not save him. Being sorry for sinning will not save you. That's not repentance. Repenting is not being sorry. It's not being sorry. That don't save you. He was fearful and trembling because he was in the presence of God and God's men. That did not save him. The devils also believe and they tremble, but they're not saved. That didn't save him. He was convicted that he needed to be saved. Here's a pagan God worshiper, not a God, Lord God, Jehovah worshiper, a pagan worshiper. And he asks these men, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He realizes he's lost. Y'all know what it means to be lost? Have you ever been lost before? And you don't know where you're at? I could tell you a long story about me getting lost on Clinch Mountain. Scariest time in my entire life. Lost. I mean, not knowing where I was at. I mean, running blindly through the woods in the dark, running into barbed wire fences and trees and everything. I was that scared. Being lost, you're just like that, friends. You don't know where you're at. You don't know where you're going. You know why? Because you've never been saved. You've never realized you were a lost sinner that needed to be saved, and therefore you're lost in this world. That's what being lost is, not being saved. This man realizes he's lost. I mean, if he's willing to take his life just over some prisoners escaping, this man's lost. He's convicted and he knows he needs to be saved, but he does not know how to be saved. Look at verse 31. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. Make sure, if you underline things in your Bible, underline that verse 32. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord. That is very important that you understand that. It wasn't just him believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the devils believe and tremble, but they're not saved. So it's more than just believing on him. You got to believe in him and the finished work of on the cross of Calvary to be able to believe in him. You know, a lot of times we say the phrase, "Call on the name of the Lord and thou shalt be saved." That is true, but that's with the assumption that you understand why you're calling on the name of the Lord. That's why we have the entire canon of Scripture available to us. That's why God lays out the plan of salvation. It isn't just simply calling on his name. It's calling on his name because you understand he can save you. I can say, "Call on the name of Fred." I don't know if anybody here's name's Fred. "Call on the name of Fred and thou shalt be saved." If you call on that name, it won't save you. The only way you can be saved is if you know how he's able to save you. Fred can't save you. Jesus can. You can call on his name, but you must understand why you're calling on his name. Because he died for your sins. He gave his life. He shed his blood for your sins. He paid your sin debt. Therefore, you're calling on his name. That's what's happened here. They tell him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. How can he believe on what he's not heard? How can he know who Jesus is if he's not ever heard preaching? How can he know who this is if nobody's ever gave him a gospel tract with a scripture in it? How can he know how to be saved and how to believe on Jesus if he doesn't understand it? So what does it say? They spake unto him the word of the Lord. They shared with him the gospel. They told him what God has done through Jesus Christ. And no doubt, Paul said, "Well, listen, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." No doubt they shared with him that fact. No doubt they shared with him that Jesus Christ came and he lived a perfect, sinless life. And he laid down his life and gave his life to save the sinner. No doubt they told him all the story about Jesus. And because of that, he believed. And not only did he believe because he heard, but because the Holy Spirit was guiding him and was pulling him. You understand that, don't you? That you are drawn by the Holy Spirit. No man comes unto the unless the Father draweth him, the Bible says. No man can come unless the Father draweth. The Father is drawing this Roman ruler. That's why he comes to the prison. That's why he falls down at the feet. That's why he trembles. That's why he asks, what must I do to be saved? Because God is drawing him. And now the preachers preach unto him the word of God. And he now understands, now he can believe and put his faith in Jesus and be saved, receive Christ as a Savior. Not only does he believe, but he's there in his home teaching him the Word of God. His family is all sitting around the living room listening, and his family also believes, and they get saved. So when he says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved, and thy house, because we're going to show you and your house what Jesus has done for you. We're going to tell you the old story. It was a new story then. Now it's the old story. Over 2,000 years now, it's the old story, but it never gets old. It never gets old. And so Paul explains to him the way of salvation. The Philippian jailer and the rest of his family believe the gospel and they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior by acknowledging all this. And sometime during Paul's explaining to him, the Philippian jailer and all of his family believe the gospel. And they believe in the Lord Jesus. And they all get saved. Verse 33. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. Listen, their salvation was immediately followed up with baptism. Now, this is another indication here that baptism is not what saves you. There's some people today teaching a heresy that baptism saves you. No, it does not. You're saved because you believe in the finished work of Christ on the cross. You're saved by grace through faith are you saved. Baptism is a follow-up to your salvation. And that's what happened. The Philippian jailer has already changed. How do we know that? First, he goes and washes their stripes. All old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. He's a changed man. He is a new creature in Christ. He's no longer the cruel Roman soldier that would just as soon take Paul's life as look at him. But now he has compassion on Paul. And he says, listen, brother, I want to take you down and wash those stripes. I'm sick over it. I cannot believe they treated you this way. I can't believe I was part of all that. And he's a changed man now. He don't see the world the same as he used to. And so he passionately, compassionately washes those stripes, all the dirt, the bugs, whatever was in Paul's flesh, washes all that out and helps him. And that's a sign that he is a changed man. He's been converted. And then they get baptized. Then they're baptized. This once cruel Roman soldier is a changed man. Friends, I want you to know today that God can take the cruelest of cruel. He can take the awfulest of awful people, the most wicked and heinous murderers, rapists, child abusers, you name it. You go down the list of things that we know are horrible and terrible. He can take those people and change them in just a fleeting second. All they need to do is to believe in Jesus, to believe that Christ come and took your sins from you, paid your sin debt so that you didn't have to. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's what Paul said. Listen, I don't know everybody's heart in here this morning, but I want you to realize something in this story. All this came about for one thing. The simple obedience of Paul and Silas going and preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ enabled this man and his family to be saved. Did you know because Paul was obedient to the Holy Spirit and went over into this pagan land of Philippi, that the gospel was carried across the ocean, across the sea, into the European continent, across the European continent. Do you know why you're sitting here today? Because the Apostle Paul was obedient to the Holy Spirit, got up and preached about Jesus, and was a witness to men like this. That's why we're able to sit here today and be saved. That's why today you can be saved the exact same way as the Roman soldier was. All you simply have to do is to understand the gospel, to believe the gospel, call on the Lord's name, and receive Him as your Savior. There's no secrets. There's no little initiations. There's no waiting period. There's no little secret prayer. It's simply believing in Lord Jesus to save you. By grace through faith, you're saved. I want to ask Sister Charlotte to come and play something on the piano. I don't know your heart. I don't know if there's ever been a time when you were convicted that you were a lost sinner needing to be saved. But if you understand right now at this very moment that you have not been saved, that you've never received Christ as your Savior, there's never been a time in your life where you believed in the gospel and you called on the name of the Lord to save you and received Him as Savior, if that's never happened to you, I want you to know that today, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the time of salvation. It's not for a later time. You don't sit here and say, well, I know, Brother Byron, I've never received Christ. I've never been saved, but I'm going to put that off to a later time. Maybe a time where I could be at such and such church, or maybe under some other preacher, or maybe I want to go home first, or I want to talk to my grandparents first, or I want to talk to my mother and father. I want to talk to my aunt and uncle. I want to talk to somebody. I want to do... No, the Bible says now is accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. If the Lord's been convicting your heart that you've not been saved, friends, you need to be saved. You need to call on the name of the Lord. You need to understand that you're lost and you are going to go to the devil's hell if you've not received Christ as your Savior. I cannot make it any plainer than that today. You will die and you will go to hell if you've never received Christ as your Savior. Now, people don't want to hear that. Hell is shunned in this society today, but that's what the Bible says. I'm asking you today, are you lost? Do you need to be saved? As we stand and we pray together, if Sister Charlotte plays on the piano, if you need to be saved today, come to this altar. Let me pray with you. And let's make things right today before it's too late. Let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you. God, we've preached all we can. Lord, we preached your word and what it said. Lord, we understand right now in the presence of God, if we're standing here in this building right now and we're lost, that if we was to close our eyes in death, and God forbid if something happened to us and we were to die today and we've never trusted Jesus as our Savior, never believed in the gospel, never received Him, God, that we will die and go to hell. Lord, if there's one in this building today in that condition that's never received you, God, would you lead them to this altar? Let us pray with them. God, let them get things right today before it's too late, God. Help them, Father. Is there one? Is everybody still praying? If you need help, if you need to be saved, if you need to come and pray, would you come to this altar?
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babley Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.
Holy man will be shining.